InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
As I predicted, if Trump mishandled the Epstein files, it is causing a mass exodus out of MAGA. They are allowing the globalists to grab victory out of the jaws of defeat. I've been exposing this because I know what I'm talking about, and because I know Trump's not involved from what we've known over the years, and as more evidence comes out, it just proves it. But his admin is covering it up. So we'll be breaking down the mass exodus, how it can be reversed. And for anybody out there who's white pill living in la-la land saying, oh, no, you know, don't put pressure on the administration, General Flynn's coming on tomorrow. He's extremely upset, the most upset I've ever heard him. And Trump has bad people around him, okay? And so this is an intervention to save the country and the world here, folks. This is a big deal. Also, it turns out the latest psychotic trans shooter that killed five people in his family and then himself, was threatening to kill me, Fox News is reporting, just a few days ago, for criticizing a trans member of Congress and just saying he's a creepy dude. I told you, the main threats I get are from trans people. That's coming up. Massive news on so many fronts. Confirmed MKUltra sex slave in international Satanism rings that are connected directly to the CIA and Bill Barr, all of it. Epstein, Kathy O'Brien, for 2 hours, and she'll take your calls. She's coming up next hour. You want to join us for that. But here's MTG saying we need a revolution against the pedophile occupational government.
100% for is pulling the left and the right, the American people. Pulling us back together. That's the America I love. This was before I got involved in politics. I was friends with everybody. We all were. It, you know, politics did not reign over our family get-togethers, our social events, the freaking Super Bowl, concerts. My God, everything. We had life, and it was so fun. Oh my gosh, we had so much fun. I want to go back to the days of the government can be seen but not heard. Not heard. I don't want to hear a fucking thing you say. Shut up. Like, I want that. Now, what does it look like policy-wise? I'm one of those got to get in the granular details and, like, read the actual legislation or the policy description and analyze, you know, well, how does that affect us? Can we actually afford that? We're $40 trillion in debt, and we're 7 years away from Social Security being insolvent. Like, these are major problems. So, like, for as far as, like, the economic policies, I'd have to get more into to understand. But I think that what I want to see is I just love people. I love all the people. I don't care what group they are. I don't care their race. I don't care whatever their sexual this. I don't care about their religion. I just think that people are so great that we need to pull ourselves together. And we have to hold our government accountable. That's what our founding fathers told us to do. Like, it's a mandate. Hold your government accountable. And we have lost ourselves. Yeah. We have totally lost ourselves and been easily lulled and distracted into a world where we're just too busy or we're just too, I don't know. The American people have lost our identity.
We've been in a trance.
We come from a...
Formation, America.
The same people that took down the most powerful king on the planet simply because they were pissed off about 3% taxes on their tea. Like, they were badasses. Why can't, like, let's get back to that kind of thinking, you know? Okay, we've got our government's a bunch of pedophiles, and they're all in it together, and they're eating children. Like, hold on. And our taxes are way past 3%. Like, we should be really, really mad. Really, really mad. And so I'm interested in...
History is repeating itself.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowshowstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at theyellowshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Satanic New World Order is now being drug out into the light of the sun at high noon. And we all know vampires can't stand the light of truth. It's all metaphors. Oh, they don't live forever, but the spirits in them are ancient. Satanism is 100% real. The devil is 100% real. And so is God, and so is your choice. So the pedophile Satan network is being exposed and is going to go down. To a great extent, there'll still be pockets of it, but it can only operate when it's hidden. The only question is, will President Trump go down with the satanic pedophile ship when the documents all show it's the Democrats and leftists worldwide that are having to resign who are captaining it? So why does Pam Bondi and others continue to not release the files and lied again Saturday and said they had and even told Congress that when they didn't? General Flynn called me this morning, and he rarely does that. He was hopping mad with all the intel he's got. He's joining us tomorrow. We have Kathy O'Brien, who is a confirmed MKUltra sex slave, Satanist slave from the time she was a tiny girl. She broke out of it with the help of a good CIA officer and wrote Transformation of America. I'll put the book on screen. And I read the book probably four or five times. We've got a copy around here somewhere, but we need to get an online version. Put the cover, please. Where she lays out in a book written 30 years ago. I'll pull it up on my phone for you here. Just pull up the cover for it. Transformation of America, Kathy O'Brien. And in it, she explains how they were beta testing it in the CIA and through their satanic networks on the ground, and how in the decades to come they would roll out the pedophilia, sexualization of children through the gay liberation rainbow movement and basically put the whole country under satanic mind control to go from beta to fully operational. I mean, it's incredible, but she was getting this directly from the decades of torture she went through. The satanic networks torture and rape the children, in some cases kill them. Then they go, and once they've already been programmed, because that's an ancient form of programming, then they would bring them to the CIA through the feeder groups. Her handler was Gerald Ford, or that was the group she was fed into there in Michigan. And everything she's talked about has been confirmed. Declassifications, you name it. But to see everything she warned of 30 years ago happen is incredible. And she's a supporter of Trump. And she can see that the bad guys are coming after him. The last time she was on a few months ago. But I don't know where she's going to be now with Pam Bondi and the rest of them covering this up. Which is so incredible because Trump, we already know the networks, we know the groups, even before the rest of the files came out that exonerated him as the first federal informant that blew the whistle on him 18 years ago. I already knew that. So why is he doing it now? Well, he said a few weeks ago. Continuing to focus on this will really hurt the country, hurt the stock market. Bondi said it last week in Congress. No covering it up will hurt our souls and the stock market and everything else. The American people are awake to this. And just as you read all the ancient archaeological studies and you read the Bible or other historical books, because they found everything in the Old and New Testament, basically everything, but the Ark of the Covenant and the Ark, though they think they found the remnants of the Ark on Mount Ararat, they certainly found the remnants of a giant boat. We don't know if that's the Ark. I'm up on a mountain, how to get there. But everything else has been found. Everything Plato wrote about has been basically found. He was a historian and first big philosopher, obviously the most famous of that new age of philosophers. I mean, new age, but of that age of philosophers then. He's kind of the father of Western civilization. But it's all full of Satanism. It's all full of blood drinking. It's all full of barbecuing children. It's all full of cannibalism. The Old Testament's all about that group saying, yeah, we've sacrificed our kids. Everybody else is doing it. God tells us stop doing it. And you got Abraham told to kill his son as a test, and then the angel grabs his arm. Says, kill the ram that had just come right out in the brush and not your son. God just wanted to see if you do what you were told, but this practice of human sacrifice ends. And then Christ came and said, it's completely over. I am the last sacrifice. Because that's how every culture, whether it was the Mayans and the Toltecs and the Olmecs and then the Aztecs, or whether it was the ancient Druids all over Ireland, Scotland, what's the, you know, England today, in ancient Africa, still in Africa today, Asia, all the same. Human sacrifice of babies. And so this is the reality, and it's coming out. I've been telling you this for 32 years in April. We're just a month and a half shy, 32 years on air. And day one, I was covering it. Because all the experts that I knew and I trusted were exposing this. But they were doing it in books and in little conferences and in newsletters. And they were prominent people. Didn't matter who it was. There was Ted Gunderson or John DeCamp or G. Edward Griffin or all of them explain it's pedophilia and Satanism. This is what we're facing. This is who runs it. Here's how they operate. Here's what they do. And then it came out, even the mainstream media in the 90s and 2000s, and they got corporate control of the media totally and never saw anymore about DynCorp and Halliburton and the UN caught kidnapping millions of women and children out of Europe and shipping them all over the world. I mean, it's massive. And even AP reports about the Clintons and the head of their foundation arrested and thousands of kids smuggled out in Haiti. And just that was just a decade ago. And stealing all the relief money. I mean, it's just, it's horrible, but it is the reality. And so, there's a term in psychology that's way overused, narcissist. Trump got obsessed with famous self-help books and stuff when he was a kid, and positive thinking. And he really does love everybody and wants to be successful and doesn't like war. But he thinks if he just thinks for everything positive, that's the way it is. And it's good to a certain extent, but not the other extent. And he makes everything about him. And yes, them bringing out Epstein and all this now, even though it burns the globalists, they thought they could handle it. It's out of their control. It's immolating them. It's self-immolation. They are bringing out cherry-picked stuff, nothing burgers, And it's not a nothing burger that the DOJ is covering it up. So, because Trump all made it about him not being involved, and so let's go ahead and shut this down. Now you are involved. And that was the devil's trick at his pride. And why was Epstein so powerful? Why was he so important? I knew he was in the Trilateral Commission on subboards. I didn't know he was the representative of David Rockefeller who sat in for him as his factotum, his representative, as the head of the Trilateral Commission. He told Bannon that. I had never researched that area other than knowing he was in the Trilateral Commission when he was 30. He was, for David Rockefeller, when all over the world spoke for him. That's called, in the Roman historical parlance, an imperial legate. Legate. One that speaks for the emperor. And the real president of this country, to a great extent, since even the 60s, has been David Rockefeller. They created the UN, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, everything. And now it all makes sense. He wasn't just a super gopher. He was the central controller, the air traffic controller of the corporate and governmental systems. As I've said for many years, that was the case. The real globalist agents aren't Mossad or CIA or FBI or even WEF. They're corporate, and they've got people in all the groups that they control like a symphony. You could say that Jeffrey Epstein was a conductor with a 1,000-piece symphony. And I know the symphonies aren't 1,000 pieces. That's my point. But they wrote, Kissinger Group wrote superclass, how there's 3,000 superclass that rule the world through the interlocking directorates. When you get to the top boards, it's about 100 people that are on all the top other boards that control the 3,000 under them. They write books how it works. Carol Quigley wrote one, Tragedy and Hope. He was for it. Bill Clinton's mentor, Georgetown University, head of political science. It's 1,100 pages. I've read the book twice. I've read all of Brzezinski's books. He brags about it. I had many times Dr. Francis Boyle, who got the PhD at Harvard. They only give one a year. The Kissinger Chair is what it's called. He was top of his class in every way, kept his mouth shut. Never even told him he'd work for him. He was just very quiet. And then after he got all the degrees, they said, all right, we're about to make you a super leader. And he said, no, thank you. I'm going to come after you now. And he confirmed all of this as well. Harvard's the main mothership with the Chicago Business School, Yale, Penn State, UT, Stanford, Berkeley. They've all got the different components of this. But to get into the predator group, I told you this a million times, sex with 14-year-old girls is the first step. Then the money laundering, the corruption, all the things you're doing for them. Then it's little kids. And then it's, we're going to go in this basement, and there's two toddlers we've used up. They've been getting raped for about a year. Cigarette burns all over them, broken bones, drooling. We want you to go in there, and we want you to rape them and then blow their heads off. By the way, this has come out in FBI reports. You don't see it on the news. And I'm telling you, like, actual stories here. And there's other ones that Gunderson got out and were later confirmed with the finders, where they'd have some rich banker wife and husband that were super high level, and after a decade, they would come to him one day and say, get in the back of the van. They'd put guns to their heads, and they'd take them, and they'd say, all right, this is all on tape. You see that six-year-old girl? We want you to rip her throat out with your own teeth and rub the blood all over you on camera, or we're going to kill you right now. And they shotguns. You ready to die? And the bankers are crying. They're like, get in there, pussies. By the way, scream hell Satan while you do it. And there's cameras. They go in and they just tear that little girl's throat out and then roll around the blood. Then they come in. They say, have sex with the dead body now. Now, you're going to stay here for 2 weeks until you've eaten every bite of that kid. It's about making you do horrible things. It's about humiliating you, dominating you, breaking you to push the Holy Spirit completely away from you. Because they're watching when you're raping kids and stuff that you didn't really enjoy it. So they need to fully make you do pure evil stuff so that they can get God. Because when you do that, God removes his spirit from you. Now the off-world entity, now that the Holy Spirit field that blocks them, it's removed and now it can come in. This is all science. They got to take down the energy field before they can get in, like an Empire Strikes Back. Admiral Ozzel comes in too close to the system, so they're able to get the defense shield up. There's an energy field protecting the third planet in the Haas system, or whatever they say. Admiral Ozzel is as clumsy as he is stupid. Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field and deploy the fleet. Make sure nothing gets off the system. Well, think of it in reverse. They got to get the Holy Spirit defense shield lowered. And then they can get right in. What do the Imperial Walkers go after? They go after the defense generator. And once they blow up the defense generator, they've got it. You see, they got to get God out of school, God out of our hearts. They got to lower the shields. They got to blow the shields. And once they've blown the shields, they can go for a free-for-all. And you ask, how far does evil go? It has no limit. That's why there's the confirmed pedophilia, cannibalism, murder, torture, all these top Harvard people, top MIT. Oh, I love the torture video. Yeah, we're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. It's been paid for. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, my sex slave ran its operations well, but still talked back, so I tortured her. Kathy LeBron, by the time she was like 8 years old, tortured, mind-controlled from birth, in a satanic cult, put in a few years before into actual MKUltra, electroshock programming. Now she's delivering messages, sex slaving, flown to New York, flown to D.C., flown around the world, photographic memory because of the compartmentalization, going back, hypnotized, total briefings. That's all declassified about MKUltra doing that with children. See, to survive under intense torture like that, the brain compartmentalizes before the age of six. The brain grows only until about age six, and it develops its main personality, or the blueprint for that, by six. Then by about 13, it's complete. But biologically, up to age six, that's why they hit them, and they hit them hard from the time they're a baby. That's why Epstein's talking with top scientists about torturing babies while they play the voice of their mother is better for programming them because it opens them up even more. They're programmed to that voice they heard in the womb. So if you torture them during the voice being played, it takes it to a new level of control. This is real Satanism. Mad science, pure evil delivered. And MKUltra is just the name of one huge government secret project that went on for decades. But what you know of is mind control is all around you. It's now externalized. It's not just in the laboratories. That's the stuff they're testing, the new stuff. All the old stuff, it's been deployed already. You're living in it. I remember 30 years ago, they had Discovery Channel, History Channel, two-hour documentaries about Jolly and Wes, you and Cameron, tens of thousands of kidnapped kids, programming them in Maryland, programming in Toronto, little girls, LSD, PCP, electroshock therapy, 6 months of recordings of their brains, so that you can give them a command and they'll go catatonic. Or give them a command and they spread their legs. Or give them a command and if you've then trained them, shoot somebody. So this is declassified. It was declassified 11, 12 years ago that from the 60s until the 90s in West Germany, over 30,000 children were taken specifically in the program from Christian good homes, discriminatory towards Christians, and given to convicted pedophiles to then make sex slaves out of them. And they even told you that. So you ask what Epstein is, it's this, industrial level evil. And there are a lot of these networks and a lot of these groups that are connected. But with him, he was hired as a sex slave operator, but made the representative David Rockefeller on the Trilateral Commission, but he still kept his boots on the ground. He led from the front in an evil way. He was the George Washington of Satanism. He didn't sit in his ivory tower. He went out and recruited young girls by the thousands, just in Florida, hundreds and hundreds. And he would demand, get me more, get me more, get me more. And then he had it where the girls would then train them for him. And the ones that got out of line, you're dead. And of course, the little kids that are hard to control, the ones you don't decide to keep alive, well, they're eaten and drained. And that's what they brought in by the boatloads. The beef jerky's going to land in the boat. We're going to walk it up to you. We're going to chop it all up and send it to addresses all over the U.S., including, quote, laboratories, organs, flying them out. But the controllers, he would fly on, it's declassified, to Eastern Europe and buy 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds where they could look at the parents and, you know, look at the photos and know it's going to be a supermodel. They would bring those back, train them, rape them, but prepare them, and then they would be the minders and the controllers of all the different harems or satanic brothels they had everywhere. And it wasn't just Zorro Ranch. Well, no, there were hundreds of these under Epstein's control, now we know. So he really loved his work and worked 18 hours a day, a vessel of Satan. And now we've got all the black magic stuff coming out of there, and it's in the emails and everywhere. That's who these people are. And that's why so many of the shooters of John Lennon, you name it, say they just keep hearing the Catcher in the Rye over and over again because that's what they were programmed to in a particular program. So they mean business. Of course they give you shots that make you have heart attacks and sterilize you and give you cancer. Of course they spray aluminum dioxide on you that kills the plants, the humans, everything else slowly. Of course they're attacking the family. Of course they locked down the churches but left the topless bars and the Black Lives Matter protests going. Of course they're banning Christianity. Of course they're infiltrating the churches. Of course, because it is a satanic spiritual, which just means transdimensional invasion. Oh, yeah, the UN didn't report the tens of thousands of kids in sex slavery in Haiti. Oh, and guess who was running it? The Clinton Foundation. And guess who set up the Clinton Foundation World Initiative? Not to be confused with their library foundation. They always try to confuse that. Snopes will go, Ghislaine Maxwell didn't start their library foundation. No. She's in the documents on record, even before this came out, mainline documents, funding and starting the Clinton Global Initiative. That took the billions to Haiti and the thousands of kids. Oh, but Hillary put a statement out here. See, in fact, I forgot to send it to you guys. She put a text statement out that me and Bill had nothing to do with Epstein. I mean, sure, Bill went on some charity events with him into the island a few times. But that's it. That's it. Yeah, right, lady. Your first job as a lawyer, you're on tape bragging about it, was going and helping rich men. Then he grabbed a 10 or 11-year-old girl. We've interviewed her. Broke her face in, smashed it in. She got scars all over her face. They smashed her face in. And then they raped her so hard with a broomstick, that it just, after they raped her about 2 days, then they crushed her cervix in with a broomstick, where she never have kids. Nice people, huh? Hillary said, yeah, I knew they were guilty, but it didn't matter. I sure fooled that judge. She starts laughing. I'm going to file the tape. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexshowstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexshowstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Even Joey
lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it, my wife takes it,
everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
We never take the easy way. We take on the world. We take on the power of the world, Satan, because our God is greater than the ruler of this earth. And this is the great test that God put us here for. Crank it up.
Your wings, you're gonna make it to the best time of your life. Non-stop
and win. It is the only way. All right, I'm going to table all the Satanism and the firestorm, and is it even too late for Trump to pull out of this? So sad. And where do we go from here? That's all coming up with Kathy O'Brien. We'll open the phones up for her as well. She's only with us 2 hours. Then I'll continue on to the fourth hour with Matt Bracken and the geopolitical military developments, Iran strikes, and more. But I want to shift now to another arm of the whole pedo system. It's everywhere. Huge firestorm in the UK. Over Keir Starmer for 13 years, 15 years, as the head magistrate of the country, over the Child Protective Services, literally allowing no prosecutions of Islamic giant pedophile rings that raped thousands of girls and killed many of them per town, tens of thousands per city. And now that there is a inquiry, private inquiry happening, they just destroyed the records starting yesterday. The government did. Unbelievable. See, it's the same octopus, folks. In fact, the UK and Europe, for my studies, is the mothership. But it goes on everywhere. Satan operates the same. I mean, Satanism, cannibalism in Africa, Latin America, Asia, it's everywhere. It is the religion of the predators. The opposite of doing to others as you have done unto you, or lay down your life for your brothers. The opposite of Jesus Christ. And that's why Joe Rogan has accepted Jesus Christ now and understands good versus evil. I told you that a couple years ago. I was the first to break it because Joe told me. And now he's public, professing Jesus Christ, saying we all need Jesus. Good is real, evil is real. You see. He was turned off by mainline establishment religion, which is designed to turn you off. This is the Great Awakening, folks, that it's a spiritual battle. The political stuff is just a derivative of that, a side issue. It comes from that. But another thing I want to hit is the rise of the transgender death cult created by MI6, Tavistock Institute, CIA in the 70s and 80s, deployed to the schools, pushed with Bruce Jenner and all the rest of it. It's just, oh, be nice. It's like gay marriage. Just let two guys get married. Oh, okay, I'm not hateful. Oh, just let your kid be another sex. Oh, but the school's going to teach him that and take him away from you. It's all out of the Pritzkers. It's all out of their pedophile rings. It's coming out the Pritzkers with Epstein, of course. Because they can't normalize sex with kids. We'll normalize the state brainwashing and taking your kid and then cutting their genitals off or chemically castrating them. To normalizing hell on earth, euthanasia of the children in Canada and the Netherlands, state killing people without even their consent. That's beyond euthanasia. That's where we are. It's all around you. People say, who's the new Epstein? It's everywhere. They've gone from beta to externalization. And he's in emails 10 years ago, 15 years ago, to the heads of biology departments about how do we normalize transgenderism. It creates the perfect slaves. If they'll accept two men can have a baby and there's no sex, they'll accept everything. That's what it's about. You'll accept men and women's bathrooms and dressing rooms. And men competing not as a girl sports, but adult men in children's sports in Canada. You will accept anything. In cults, they make you do ridiculous things. When I say jump, you say how high. When I say how many fingers am I holding up, you say, I don't know, tell me how many. You just see a blur. In 1984, Winston's being tortured by O'Brien. And he's been torturing for weeks. His teeth have all fallen out. He's like, listen. Puts him on a rack, electrocutes him, puts cages with rats on his head. He says, in room 101, he goes, I'll say any number you want. He goes, no, Winston, you'll know when you know. So finally he holds up four fingers. He says, how am I holding up? He says, and then O'Brien says the number, which is a wrong number, and Winston sees that. Sees the hand blurred away, and he believes it. He goes, now we've destroyed your soul. Now we've destroyed your free will. Now we're going to soon let you go and stay at the Chestnut Cafe and drink synthetic gin and watch the telescreens about all our wars. And then one day you won't know when. We'll just come in and shoot you in the back of the head, and then you'll be put into a furnace, and your ashes pumped in the atmosphere, and no one will ever know you existed, Winston. It's about a victory against good, Winston. We want evil. We want to hurt you, Winston.
We want to hurt humanity. We want to hurt decency. We want ugliness. Trampling and being trampled upon. We are the priest of power, Winston. He was number two in the Fabian Socialist Society and number one at the BBC in propaganda. And until he got to that top, he thought they were trying to help people with communism. And they all sat around and laughed and said, "We're Satanists." And he went, "Oh, really?" And his family had lost its wealth by then, but they were before very rich, but were in the elite with Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, and Darwin. Their grandfathers were in that class, just like the Trump admin, all the sons, you know, run all the big money operations, same thing, they just hand it down. So they're telling you. And Orwell wrote essays again saying, no, this is what I believe they're going to build if we don't stop them. And his cousin, Aldous Huxley, said no before he died in 61. He said, George Orwell was wrong. We don't want to use the boots and SWAT teams. That's for the few people that resist us. We're going to drug people, dumb them down, put chemicals in the water that destroy the sexes, and dumb everybody down so much with entertainment that they're going to love their servitude. And that will be the model, he said, that we'll have done sometime, he thought, by 2020. That's always been their launch date, to go from beta to operational. You can read his book, Brave New World Revisited. You can hear the Berkeley speech. It's really about 80 minutes long. Most versions are 60 minutes. Make sure you find the 81-minute version. And you're like, oh, who's he? Oh, just a top technocrat and part of a government breeding program to create an advanced genius. And then his brother ran UNESCO, ran the UN, Julian Huxley. You might want to learn about these people. I have. That's how I know their moves, because I've read their playbook. And it's not just a big club and we ain't in it. When they're done, we'll be dead. But these mad scientists like Bill Gates are not all powerful. Want to hear about Bill Gates? His father, head of Planned Parenthood, head of the World Eugenics Society, when they changed the name, he'd also been co-chair with Julian Huxley of the World Eugenics Society. They changed the name after World War II to the World Transhumanist Society. His mother was an IBM executive. When Thomas Watson died, she was the chair of the board. IBM's sole purpose was to stop race mixing and create a master race of eugenics. So IBM was signed over to Bill Gates, but they had antitrust issues, so they acted like that IBM was in a fight with Microsoft, but they just so happened to give him the software licensing, and then he took over. Microsoft is a subsidiary of IBM to carry out world government and the murder of you and your family. So just learn about it. Hitler took orders from Thomas Watson throughout the war. In fact, Hitler wrote in documents that were later released that basically his boss was Thomas Watson. Hitler created a special award for Thomas Watson as the father of the Reich and as the supreme defender of the Reich. You might want to learn about that, you see, when you see Microsoft and IBM and all the nice little groups, so loving and liberal. So we have on a daily basis now, up in Canada, a man who thinks he's a woman who's totally psychotic and demonic, constantly at the shooting range, talking about killing people, goes and kills 10 people. The media tries to cover up that it's a man who thinks he's a woman. Now we have a shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink, trans father who said he was a woman. Let's put some pictures of this guy up. Shoots five members of his family, including three, killing three, including himself. It took him, you know, overnight to admit that it was a man. And let's pull up some photos of this freakazoid. He reminds me of that guy that attacks the shopkeeper saying, "It's ma'am," you know, the ex-convict. Hey, buddy. Hey, sir, what can I do for you? It's ma'am. And, of course, got SS, lightning bolt runes, and Order of the Death Set on the arm. It's about whatever's radical, whatever's evil. But he was a big anti-Trumper, big, you know, supporter saying Trump's running the Epstein cover-up. And it's been confirmed that I simply responded to folks pointing out how sick Congressman Tim McBride is and simply said creepy. And Roberta, that's the killer of his own family, said to Alex Jones, shut the F up, Alex. Don't be so butthurt over somebody different than wonder why trans people go effing berserk. It's a threat. But he couldn't organize himself, I guess, to come down here. And we're not a soft target, big man. So if you're looking for a place to get some holes in, you better bring some corks. But I've said, I mean, the only time I get attacked now is trans people. And if it's some guy that thinks he's a woman and is nice, I don't hate those people. If you're an adult, you want to do it, I don't hate you at all. I'm not judging you. But no, the goblin-like men that run around threatening everyone and use his excuse to be a bully and they want to go in women's restrooms all day, just like Congressman Tim McBride constantly takes selfies in the women's bathrooms. I mean, look, I'm not saying the guy is a pedophile. I'm just saying if I was going to cast somebody to be a pedophile in a movie that drives around in ice cream trucks and kidnaps kids, I would cast Tim McBride, the congressman, for that. I mean, the creep monitor, people have gaydar. Well, I got pedo radar. And maybe my radar is off, but this was like, high level, danger, danger, danger. But for speaking out against just saying that McBride is creepy, well, I've been threatened. And it's interesting, it's been picked up on the news. Here is Fox News reporting on it. And here's local newscasts where they had to admit it as a man. Let's go to a few of those clips. Here it is.
Open fire. He was defending trans Congresswoman Sarah McBride. He wrote this in part on X. Keep bashing us, but do not wonder why we go berserk. So they're looking into all of these things on social media. As investigators say, it was a targeted attack. That's one thing they know for sure. Sources telling Fox it was a dispute within this family that led to the tragedy. So the gunman shows up, kills his ex-wife and one of his own kids at the hockey game. Police say three others are in the hospital fighting for their lives. And there really could have been more people that were killed, but a good Samaritan stepped in and tried to take this gunman down. Watch.
So what I can say right now that we have identified the person, the suspect, by a birth name. The birth name was Robert Dorgan. We have also learned that the person does go by the name of Roberta, also uses a last name of Esposito. But again, that will be all confirmed throughout the course of the investigation as to their status. That really doesn't have anything to do with the investigation.
Do you have an age?
Yeah. Age of the suspect? 1969 he was born.
Demented dad. So when these killers go and kill people on a daily basis, they're a demented dad. Otherwise, they're a woman. No, it's a big, fat, ugly dude with Nazi tattoos who went and slaughtered his family. Reportedly, more have died now. And they're not going to be able to hide this in extreme proclivity. There is the most dangerous group in FBI statistics by orders of magnitude is trans men to female. And they're not really female. But that's what they call it. It's just off the charts. Almost every mass shooting is one of these guys now. The next most violent group is black males ages 14 to 25. The vast majority of blacks are not violent. Just like the vast majority of trans people aren't, but it doesn't matter. Statistically, they want to say it's white males commit the majority of crime. White males in a group commit the second lowest level of crime after Oriental Asians. And by that, they keep calling Pakistanis other Asians and Arabs Asians. They got pretty high crime rates. So, but if you just Oriental Asians like Chinese, South Koreans, Japanese, very low violent crime rate. So after those people, it's white females and white males. And I don't bring those numbers out. Everybody knows those numbers. To be mean to anybody, we're being told that white men are the scourge of the earth And I guess it's true. Trans white men are the most statistically dangerous group. It's like pit bulls. Most people have them. They're really sweet, nice dogs. They're cute. But statistically, they have the highest level of for no reason going crazy and eating your child. Or just attacking you. I'm not against pit bulls. I'm just saying, we know the statistics. But you take people that are already mentally ill, autistic, you name it, or they're just criminals that when they're going to jail, they want to stay in a women's prison, or they want attention, they want to grift. There's a whole thing. And you fill them full of hate, and everybody's out to get you, and you're entitled, and you're allowed to do all this. You put them on SSRIs and hormone blockers and all this stuff, and you get some whacked out lunatics, ladies and gentlemen. And that's who they say killed Charlie Kirk. I got a lot of questions about Kirk, but they said he'll be dead tomorrow. A whole bunch of the trans people in that town, and then the man who says he's confessed to it, Tyler Robinson, shows up in a trans flag, acting super creepy and evil. Doesn't like the boy next door. But regardless, the shooter in Canada, this shooter, all the other shooters, trans. I'm just waiting for people to say, no, the Mossad did this too. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to be aware of it. Now, when we come back, before Kathy O'Brien joins us, I'm going to air a John Bowne report with the grooming gangs, the Islamic grooming gangs, being protected by Keir Starmer for 15 years before he even got into Parliament. He's now the Prime Minister. I mean, this guy is up to his eyeballs in this. And again, it's rings running children. And then all in dozens and dozens, more than that, towns, the families would go try to save their 10-year-old girls. They'd be beaten up. The police would come and arrest the dads. When cops decided to blow the whistle, they would be fired. When girls would run to the police station being raped, 10, 11 years old, they would be arrested for disorderly conduct. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Keir Starmer that set all this up. So again, it's all about deviant, sick, evil people who want power over children, power over innocence, predators that get together, get into government, organize, and then have get-out-of-jail-free cards. That is what this is all about. And I have been 100% vindicated. The facts have been vindicated. Ted Gunderson has been vindicated. John DeCamp has been vindicated. Kathy O'Brien has been vindicated. We've all been vindicated. We were right, and everybody else attacking us was wrong. Megyn Kelly, who I don't want to hate, but my God, she just acts like she's one of us. She surfaced to say none of this is really happening. Just like Maria Abramovich, the big high priest, said, this doesn't exist. There is no Satanism. Really? You read the emails? Read the crime reports? Oh, it's the satanic panic of the 80s, which was totally real? They tried to recruit me into it, for God's sakes. In Dallas, Texas. I don't need to read about it in a magazine or know it's true. I've been there. I seen it. All right, we're going to break. We're coming back to Kathy O'Brien tomorrow. Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it. Until tomorrow at midnight, we've extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much, and I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label of the top brand of the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal is incredible. And understand, this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100x into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week, and you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does, with all their great operations they do. So if they're able to shut down InfoWars, as you can read about in the news, they're still trying, it doesn't matter, because Bigley owns that, and they're our sponsor, and they've built the Alex Jones Network backup studios and are helping build the new studios. I'm just work for them in the future. I don't yet, and so they can't stop me. They'll be the owner. I'll be the news director. So you're not just funding the current operation, because they're funding InfoWars as well, like 90% of the funding. They're also funding the future. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now and take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, 52% off store-wide, and everybody buying anything should commit in the lightest, easiest way. Become a VIP for $30 a month with one click. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, discount sales on top of other sales on top of everything. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. The reason I say it's a very light commitment, you can cancel anytime for free with one click. Just for whatever day of the month you sign up as a VIP, it rolls around every month and charges you $30. You don't like it for whatever reason, you get your $40, you spend it, you get your discounts, all that, then don't have any money at the time, whatever, you just cancel. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, because you get $40 instantly to spend in the store, you make $10, and it lowers the cost of everything you just bought on top of the sale. If you're a VIP, at 50% off, some of these products are loss leaders, meaning we're losing money. But because we have a repeat sale on the store of 98%. No one has that. On the supplements, over 80% reorder individually. That's how good these are. So take advantage now. You have less than 48 hours. So tomorrow night at midnight. You have until tomorrow night at midnight. 52% off. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at thealexjonesstore.com. And they had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more, and check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.